The project, partially funded by the U.S. Department of Energy, aims to bring 6 small modular nuclear reactors online by 2029, including for customers of the Utah Associated Municipal Power Systems, or UAMPS. However, Wattsha groups warn the new generation reactors are untested and could have high financial and environmental costs. Scott Williams is the director of HEAL Utah and says the new system comes with the same old problems.
We've been opposed to this project from the beginning because there's no solution for the high-level waste that it generates. We're still accumulating that all over the country, and we've never figured out what to do with that, and it's highly, highly toxic.
Williams says a number of power utilities have backed out of various projects using the small nukes, or SMRs, and the Utah utility recently cut its commitment from 12 to 6 power units. He says the main selling point has been that the units don't emit greenhouse gases. Williams says the financial markets have mostly shied away from backing the small project, which means small municipalities in Utah and other western states could be left holding the bag.
When there's experimental technology that venture capitalists won't put money into, we should be really cautious about having small towns put money at risk for a first-of-its-kind technology.
And when it comes to providing carbon-free energy, Williams says there are proven cost-effective technologies available right now.
There's no way this stuff is going to be online soon enough to start dealing with what we need to do to address climate change. It's diverting resources into a speculative technology when we have real technology that we should be ramping up quickly.
The Small Modular Reactor, or SMR's, design has been approved by the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission, but it will likely be a decade or more before the system is fully licensed and operational. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.